killing me.
There's an app for that?
Wow.
I'm gonna cry.
Hey, before we get to our calls, we have a special guest on the line, Mr. Jim Kowalski, Kowalski Construction, third generation restoration company here in the great state of Arizona, to kind of shed some light on this recall that I honestly, Jim, I've heard little bits and pieces of it in the news. I've had such a busy week. I didn't listen one bit to it. What's going on in the world of fire extinguishers out here?
Well, I'm really glad that you started off with that, Romy, because I think we almost get desensitized to recalls anymore, but this is a huge recall. So Rosie on the House is celebrating 30 years. This recall goes back 44 years, since 1973. They
wow.
are recalling almost 40 million fire extinguishers. So if you're sitting there thinking, well, that's a recall that probably doesn't impact me, there are 134 models of the plastic handle fire extinguisher and 8 models of the push-button types. It would surprise me if our listeners, if they weren't impacted by it. This is a huge recall.
And what's happening to these? When they go to use them, they
so the,
don't shoot straight
or, not,
or something?
Plastic handles on the top, and either the plastic handles are coming off or they're not discharging fully. And this, obviously, at the time to find out if your fire extinguisher is good is not the time when you need it. We always tell people it's like picking an insurance restoration contractor. You don't want to find out how good they are when you need them. You want to find out beforehand. And so if you need that fire extinguisher, you want to make sure that it's working, and you don't want to sit back. 391 issues have been reported. They had 16 different injuries. And there were 91 reports of property damage. There was even a death in 2014 after following a car crash that occurred with failure to deploy the fire extinguisher. So I hope this gets the attention of your listeners, and that they would. It's simple to check. You can got a 1-800 number you can go to and call, or you can go online to kitty.com and check for the recall under the product safety recall section. And so it's easy, and then you can request a new unit, and they'll send you a new unit. So it's pretty simple to do, it's really important to do, and it's a huge recall, so it probably affects an awful lot of your listeners out there.
So that's K-I-D-D-E,
right, .com.
K-I-D-D-E.com to see if you're...
Right, the toll-free number is 855-271-0773.
Got it. Find out if your fire extinguisher is on that recall list. If it is, send it to them, and they send you a new one?
Correct.
Wow, nice.
Yes, indeed. So it's pretty easy to do. You know, so many times we do so much of this fire restoration, people don't know where their fire extinguisher is, number one. And then number two, if you do have it and it's a unit that's going to fail on you, just be a little proactive. Take the time, check on the recall, and get that unit replaced if it needs to be.
Mr. Jim Kowalski, thanks for your time this Saturday morning, helping keep our listeners educated, informed, and protected.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks, Romy.
Now, not to wish
Jim.
Bad anything on you, but y'all do it so you don't have Jim's kind of sacrificing his business here. But it's for the sake of you, the homeowner.
And presentations, and people say, well, why are you doing this? And, well, you know what? It's a necessary evil. It's going to happen. We just want to help people prevent it from happening. But if it should ever happen, we want to be there to help them get through it. So,
excellent. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Thanks a million, Jim.
You can find Kowalski Construction, K-O-W-A-L-S-K-I, in the restoration category at rosieonthehouse.com, or go directly to Kowalski. So you just have a fire, water, mold, any type of restoration work that involves insurance. They are who we recommend and have for many, many years. So we're glad to have them as part of the network. We are going to see if we can sneak Lee into
Let's take Lee offline.
Hang tight, Lee. We'll take you to the top.
Yeah, we'll get him answered offline because I want to make sure people stay tuned for the next hour where we have Mr. Kyle Ritlin coming in from Sun Valley Solar to talk about some of the rate changes coming up in the utility companies in Arizona. A lot of confusion. We've been talking a lot in particular about the rate change that APS has initiated at the middle of August and will fully initiate in May of 2018 and what that's going to do to impact everybody's utility bills. But Kyle's going to come in and we're actually going to take actual utility bills and show you, be prepared, get to a computer and get ready to sign on. We're going to tell you where to go to take a look at actual bill comparisons of what the new rate will do and then what solar can do for you in each of those particular instances. So Kyle Ritlin from Sun Valley Solar unwrapping the rate changes at the utility companies in Arizona next hour.